Dr. Sebek telling an office note on patient Beatrice Woodbury, WOODBERRY, Beatrice, BEATRICE, date of birth is 7/27/1950, date of service 2/12/2024, per paragraph. The patient is 73-year-old African-American female who was referred to see me by Dr. Adnan Yusuf for evaluation of elevated serum creatinine. Per paragraph, the patient has past medical history significant for one, hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next hypothyroidism, next multiple operation on her cervical spine and back. Past surgical history includes laminectomy, cervical spine times 3, back surgery times 2 to 3, and right rotator cuff surgery. Per paragraph, allergy, she's allergic to tramadol. Per paragraph, social history. Patient is married, has a total of 2 kids. She is a smoker actively. She smokes half a pack a day. No alcohol use, no drug use. She is retired at Southwestern Bell AT&T Company. Pure paragraph. Family history. Father died from congestive heart failure. Mother's history is unknown. She has 3 siblings. Unknown medical history. Review systems reviews, no headache, no chest pain, occasional dyspnea on exertion, no heartburn, no nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain, no constipation, no melena, no nocturia, no straining upon urination. She does have urge incontinence and no leg swelling. All other systems are reviewed and are negative. Immunization status. The patient received 3 shots of the COVID-19 gene editing therapy. Last one was done last year, per paragraph. Current medications include amlodipine 10 mg, levothyroxine, and rosuvastatin, period paragraph. On physical exam, her vital signs are as mentioned above, HNT, pupil jumbly, active light and accommodation, injected conjunctiva and anteric sclera, neck collar in place, unable to appreciate JVD, period paragraph. Heart sounds are regulated and rhythm normal, spinal pseudonym, and major no friction. Her lungs are clear to auscultation, no crackles or wheezes, her abdomen soft. No hepatomegaly, no speedomegaly, no guiding rebound or rigidity. Extremities, there's no edema in the lower extremity. Skin, no skin rash, no the neuro exam is non-focal. Investigations available to me include the following. From January 13, 2024, BUN 22, creatinine 1.45. Estimated GFR at that time was 38. More recent labs from, this was from January 3rd, not 13th. More recent labs from January 11 shows the following. Hemoglobin 11.4, urinalysis shows no proteinuria. Creatinine 1.06, GFR of 55. Period paragraph. Renal ultrasound was done at Houston Methodist and shows the following. Right kidney is 6.9 centimeter atrophic, left kidney is around 11 centimeter or so. Renal Doppler was not done, period paragraph. Assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. Most likely patient has an atrophic right kidney and a salutary functioning left kidney. We are going to get a renal Doppler to assess renal artery status and complement the workup by doing serologies and patient was advised to avoid any nephrotoxic agents including NSAIDs, and a list was given to her, and to control her blood pressure, per paragraph. Next diagnosis, hypertension, apparently controlled on current regimen. Next, hypothyroidism, continue levothyroxine. Next, hyperlipidemia, currently on statin therapy, per paragraph. I thank you. I thank you, Dr. Yusuf, for allowing me to see your patient's consultation. I'll see you back in 2 weeks, and we'll keep you updated on her progress and the report. Thanks.